sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, this is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to extinguish the satanic mind, to extinguish the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, extinguish the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, division. We want to climb up out of such wicked mentality. And at the same time, climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of freedom, justice, and equality. In that Christ mentality, we as poor working class masses of people will see the necessity to come together, overcome all barriers, ethnicity, race, religious, political, all of these barriers and boundaries, and come together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my engineer, facilitator, coordinator, helper, producer of this program, Mind of God program, and website thinkaboutit.org. I am thankful unto the Most High for such beautiful sister rendering such beautiful service. We continue to pray for our beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove, yahlove, at comcast.net. Now let's give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh, as the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, having to do with the ascender. The Most High Yahweh, as the Almighty Father, raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, so that with such supreme knowledge, we are enabled and empowered to defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked Babylon system. And then we are able to bring in and be the facilitators of the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as the great, as Amen, the hidden, an unseen masculine power behind all things, the Almighty Father behind all things. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now, we also give praises to our Almighty Mother, beautiful Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. And in Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to that same Yahweh as having the attribute of conceiving as well. So this is Yahweh as mother, Yahweh Aim. See, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, however we pronounce it, the Lord, all capitals L-O-R-D, that word, Yahweh, is an African Hebrew scientific word that describes the scientific process of creation and birthing. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. The Almighty Father is the cause, and the Almighty Mother brings the cause into effect. So Yahweh is father and mother, because there is no life, no existence without father and mother working together in union. The Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is Chokmah, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. That word Chokmah is feminine. Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. There's that word conceive. Only the mother conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruaka Kadosh. Ruaka Kadosh. Hear the Ka. Hear the Ruaka and the Kadosh. This word Ka in Egypt, Africa, Egypt, Kemet, the word for spirit, because the Africans saw the whole of the universe as being animated with the spirit and soul energy of the Almighty. And in the Hebrew, we get Ka among this word that describes Holy Spirit as mother. Ruach, 7307, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. That word is feminine because Holy Spirit is our mother. Kadosh is the word for sanctified, that which is sanctified and holy. And the whole of creation is sanctified and holy. And the whole of creation is full of life. Even that which we think is inanimate is in reality animated. And the Africans taught the animation of everything that the Europeans call inanimation, because the Africans knew that on the molecular level, that which looks to be inanimate is in reality animated with the spirit and soul of the Almighty. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah, spelled with an I, L-L-A-H. Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il, Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, properly understood. None but our mother Ilah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our mother Ilah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Ilah is also an African Hebrew word, African Hebrew, mother, father, tongue of African Arabic, found under the number 5931. You have 5927. Then you have 5928, 2930. These are Ola, spelled with an O. These are the feminine counterpart of the verb Allah, which is 5927. And the feminine counterparts have to do with the ascender in the feminine. The feminine ascender, the Almighty Mother, the Almighty as Mother, ascending us into her mind of supreme wisdom that we may do what? Change our circumstances, change our occurrence. And 5931 is Allah, which is the occurrence in the African Hebrew, because we are being empowered to change this earth and this universe, clean up the corruption, rise above the wicked, weak wisdom, or I should say the wicked usage of wisdom, which is weak, and we rise above that, and we are able to bring in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred and divine feminine power, the Almighty Mother, the feminine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. That's the masculine. And the feminine is Yahshua. Yahshua the feminine, Yahushua the masculine, HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed in the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie, these are Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, teaching us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities as well, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of Babylon, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. Examine the definitions of Yahushua and Christus, Christus Christ. Collectively, these words have to do with returning health, wealth, and prosperity to the masses of the people, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, white, oppressed masses of the people. How to restore health, wealth, and prosperity to the masses? We must realize that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have hijacked the universe, hijacked the earth, stolen the land, wealth, resources, stolen knowledge, wisdom, understanding, overstanding from we, the masses of the people. So what are we in need of? We are in need of deliverance. We are in need of liberty and liberation. That's what Yahshua is defined as. And that's the purpose of Christ, to deliver. And Christ is you. Christ is me. We are Christ energy and Christ spirit in human flesh. We are they who petitioned the Most High for a body to be prepared, that we may come into the earth realm and deliver the oppressed masses of the people. So we warn ourselves and warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families that it is not wise to construct a system of death, hell, and destruction. And we warn them that we are here to liberate and deliver the oppressed masses. And we warn the wicked ruling class that the Most High is here to seek vengeance on them for creating such a wicked, terrible, deplorable system, and vengeance upon ourselves if we continue to follow the wicked ruling class and ruling families. These are the definitions of Yahshua Mashiach, Messiah Christus. Sisters and brothers, I want to share a few things with you and then get to the book of Revelation. We talked about the serpent last session. And we talked about the reality that we, the human family, need to be healed. We need to be healed from the influence. See, when we clean up this earth, and in the process of cleaning the earth, we clean up ourselves and we heal ourselves from having suffered under the control and sway of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and we have to heal from the corruption that we have imbibed within ourselves to influence us to partake and participate in a system that is destructive to the human family, our sisters and brothers of the human family international. Mark chapter 16. Because we talked about the seraphims, and we wanted to specifically document this reality and give the number. So let's review and then give the number for the seraphim in the African Hebrew language. All right. Yahshua, Jesus, talking about the manifestation of the power of the Most High in we who understand the message and understand the mission and understand that we are Christ in human flesh, given a mission and a job to accomplish. He says, Yahshua, chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Believe what? Believe in the power of the Most High to empower we who understand this message with the power of the universe that is the power of the Most High within ourselves. We who believe in life. We who believe in Yahuwah, in existing and living for all. We who believe in Yahshua. Health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance for the oppressed masses of the people of the earth, and warning of all about this wicked, no good, rotten system and the vengeance of the Most High. We who believe in Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness. We who believe that the human family must come together, that we, the oppressed masses, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white proletariat, must come together. We who believe in this message of life. What shall happen? The signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name, whose name? Yahushua, the name of what? The name of health, wealth, and prosperity to the masses of the people. In the name of liberty and deliverance. You have to go into the definitions of the name to understand what we are speaking of. in my name, meaning as we work and operate within the construct of that which is defined by the name Yahushua, Yahshua. Meaning we work the work of health. We work the work of prosperity. We work the work of wealth. Work the work that brings the health, wealth, and prosperity of the universe to the masses. See, the wicked ruling class, they keep it for themselves. So we must work and overthrow, overcome their power and bring the health, wealth, and prosperity to the masses. We who are working this work of liberty and deliverance of the oppressed. And we who are warning those in power of their impending doom that the Most High wants to seek vengeance on them for constructing this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. And we also warn ourselves as well. In my name shall they cast out devils. So because we are working this name, because we have become Jesus, because we have become Yahshua, Yahushua, because we have become the Christ body of the universe, because we have become the Messiah, then we are able to cast out devils. Why are you casting out devils? Because we are here to take the earth back from Satan, take the earth back from the devils. The word, research these definitions of the word. I'm giving you a synopsis. We did a research on these words last session. But the devils, demons, demoniacs, this is the African Hebrew scholars teaching the Greek sisters and brothers, poor working class, how to give critical examination to spirit and soul energy. In the Old Testament, you had the Elohim, gods and goddesses. But the text teaches us of good Elohim, who remained with Yahweh the Most High, and the bad Elohim, who went with Satan and began to oppose the program of life for all. So now, in the Greek, the African Hebrews teaching this knowledge to the Greeks, then the word demon is created to signify the devils that have fallen, the bad Elohim that have fallen and followed after the satanic plan to oppose life for all. All right, so we are casting out devils. Cast the devil out of government. Cast the devil out of the presidency. Cast the devil out of Congress, out of the Senate. Cast the devil, the demons, out of multinational corporations. Move the demons and the Satan and these wicked ruling class off the earth, their power, their influence. Break their power from controlling our minds. Cast the devil out of ourselves. Cast the demons out of ourselves. Change our thinking from satanic thinking to the thinking of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So, your name may be Tom, so you are Christ Tom. Your name may be Susie, so you're Christ Susie. Your name may be Attila, so you are Christ Attila. Christ is that word that signifies this universal power. And when we are in that thinking, then that thinking of Christ becomes our, is it surname? And then you have the last name, but the Christ is the universal name, the universal power. And then we are talking specifically to you. So we say Christ Yahshua, Christ Tom, Christ Jesse, Christ Nicole, or Christ Glenn, or Christ Linda. So we are casting out devils because we have become Christ, and we are using this power as Christ Christopher, Christ Debbie, to cast the devil out of the earth, clean up the earth, cast the devil out of ourselves, clean up ourselves, and bring this earth back into the clean, righteous reality that we should live on this earth. They shall speak with new tongues. In times past, we didn't speak like this. But because we are in the study of Yahushua, we are able to speak differently. We do not speak on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families anymore. We speak on behalf of life and existing and living for all. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. All right, sisters and brothers, we thought in times past that this was talking about purposefully taking up a literal snake, or you're working somewhere and you're working for Jesus and a snake bites you and woo, you survive that bite. And if the wicked people give you something poisonous to drink and you survive that, oh, the power of God is with you. And we hope that is so. We hope that if we are bitten by a reptile or something, that we are able to survive it. And if the wicked people try to construct poisonous things, I'm reminded of Yasser Arafat. And it's just interesting how your brain goes. Yasser Arafat, former leader of the PLO, it has been investigated concerning his death. And apparently, Israel, Netanyahu, the elite rulers of the modern day state of Israel, that is not the Israel of your Bible, constructed by the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers to further empire, further death, hell, and destruction. Apparently, these wicked powers poisoned Brother Yasser Arafat to destroy the movement of the Palestinian people. We hope that if we were to suffer such attack, that we would survive it. But what is this telling us deeper, sisters and brothers? This is getting us to understand Africa. We need a healing. The human family needs to be healed from the corruptive influence of the wicked ruling class on our lives. As we clean, we must heal. And as we are working the work of Christ, we must become the healers. We must heal ourselves spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. This Yahushua, African Hebrew, is giving us a picture of African science of healing. And we have been reading this for years, not understanding what we were reading. Let's take our first break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.